Exclusive: Survey shows Democrats' multi-trillion dollar spending package lacks support. By Hannah Blow on September 27, 2021. The radical left's multi-trillion dollar legislative agendas are greatly lacking support from voters. Heritage Action polling data provided exclusively to Breitbart News revealed. While President Biden claims his $3.5 trillion agenda will cost $0, a statement directly contradicted by a Texas Public Policy Foundation study showing it will result in the loss of millions of jobs while generating $4.5 trillion in debt, Americans do not appear to support the massive spending agenda. According to the Heritage Action survey, most voters, 71%, consider the national debt, which sits at over $28 trillion, an emergency, including a majority of both independents and Democrats, 70% and 63%, respectively. What is more, a majority of voters disagree with the leftist narrative that national debt is caused primarily by taxing Americans too low. Most, 65%, say it is caused by too much spending in general. That sentiment is held by 69% of independent voters, as well as 85% of Republicans and 43% of Democrats. Overall, it indicates that Americans, generally, are not in favor of policies resulting in increased taxes and spending, which far-left Democrats have made a cornerstone of their agenda. Perhaps most significantly, the survey found that less than one-third of voters, 30%, support the left's budget reconciliation package. As you may know, the U.S. Senate's budget blueprint, referred to as the reconciliation package, calls for $3.5 trillion in spending. Do you support or oppose this reconciliation package? The survey asked. Overall, 43% oppose the package, including 70% of Republicans, 49% of independents, and 15% of Democrats. Only 30%, overall, support the package. Supporters include 56% of Democrats, 21% of independents, and 11% of Republicans. Additionally, the survey asked respondents if they would be more or less likely to support the package if they knew it would be used to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. Across the board, 55% said they would be less likely to support it for that reason. That includes 79% of Republicans, as well as 62% of independent voters. Last month, members of the Progressive Caucus warned they would block the infrastructure bill unless lawmakers made amnesty a reality. Notably, Democrats have admitted they view the infrastructure bill as a step toward massive amnesty. Congressional Progressive Caucus Chair Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, has since flexed the caucus's muscle behind the support for their radical taxing and spending agenda, despite a lack of overwhelming support from the American people, as recent surveys suggest. The survey, taken September 1 to 8, 2021, among 1,600 registered voters, has a margin of error of +/2.45%. It coincides with a Texas Public Policy Foundation study that found that the radical left's agenda will kill 5.3 million jobs and generate $4.5 trillion in debt, as Breitbart News detailed. The study also suggests the United States' gross domestic product, GDP, will be reduced by $3.7 trillion, nearly the cost of the massive $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. Biden's legislative agenda will additionally cost American families a combined $1.2 trillion in reduced income via tax increases to pay for the costly package, the study reveals. Democrats are using the reconciliation package to attack the American way of life, and they are forcing Americans to foot the bill. Instead of working to fix the nation's soaring debt, inflation, or illegal immigration, Democrats in Congress are intent on passing the most sweeping expansion of government control in over 50 years without a single Republican vote, Heritage Action Executive Director Jessica Anderson told Breitbart News, explaining the package would expand government into every aspect of Americans' lives, with more rules governing birth, education, work, health care, retirement, and even death. Worse, Democrats are fighting for handouts to the left-wing donor class through potential items like $12,000 electric vehicle tax credits, higher SALT deductions for blue states, and handouts for green nonprofits and corporations. While coastal elites may benefit, Everyone else loses out. The bill will punish workers and consumers through higher business taxes, energy fees, drug prices, tobacco taxes, and inflation. From cradle to grave, Biden's tax and control reconciliation bill will chip away at Americans' liberties and force them to pay for it, while privileging left-wing interest groups, she added, calling on Congress to reject this shameful government overreach.